Ana Menendez is a Cuban-American who currently lives in Istanbul. In her first novel, called Loving Che, she tells the story of a young Miami woman in search of her past. Alan Chuse has a review.
"Of my own origins, I know little," says the young woman who narrates this slender, rather mysterious and fluidly written novel about paternity, citizenship and identity, about style and the nature of love. She's grown up in Florida with her Cuban grandfather, with no real knowledge of who her parents are, falling to sleep at night to the radio playing a low-hummed bulletin in Spanish or the scratching notes of a danson played out over distances I could not yet fathom. One day a package arrives with a manuscript inside, a first-person account by a Cuban woman who calls herself Teresa de la Landre and claims to be her mother. Teresa is a painter who grew up during the Revolution, married, and then surged, as she tells it, into a reckless and powerful love affair with Che Guevara. Che, who visits her in the studio on the sly. Che, who shakes the painter's world to its foundations. The young woman tries to establish the authenticity of this story. One historian to whom she shows the manuscript dubs it an impossible reinvention of history, a beautiful fraud. Nevertheless, she travels to Havana, where she attempts to track down her presumptive mother, the painter and lover of Che, who, if the story is true, would be her father. Menendez sculpts all this quite minimally. She writes silky sentences and makes striking images. "Women ate their dreams," the Cuban painter, her putative mother, says of the Havana of her young girlhood, "and bloomed like orchids in the rain." All this makes Loving Che a beautiful and quite possible reinvention of history, something like the notes of a danson listened to at night and played out over unfathomable distances.
The book is Loving Che by Ana Menendez. Our reviewer, Alan Chuse, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.